written a poem about Prabhupada, Paramanta. Gauri Gangotati, the land has Gaur, Gangotati on the banks of the Ganges. Gauri Gangotati, Gauri Gangotati, Vrijabhida Navadipetuku, Navadipetu, Gauri Gangotati, Vrijabhida Navadipetu, Mayapuri, the Bengal, the Gaudis, on the banks of the Ganges, Gangotati, Vrijabhida at Parambhaja, which is identified with Vrija, Vrindavan, is separate, which is double or the separate expression of Vrindavan himself, Vrijabhida, Navadvipa, new Vrindavan, or secret Vrindavan, Gupta Vrindavan, or Parab Vrindavan, Mayapuri, in the village of Mayapur, Sri Chaitanya Matha Prakashakabaru, who established there, Sri Chaitanya Matha, Jivai Kukalanudhi, for the highest benefit of the Jiva at large, Jivai Kukalanudhi. Gauri Gangotati Parampajanavadipi to Mayapuri Sri Chaitanya Matha Prakashakabaru Jivaika Kalyanadhi. What is only the only good of Jiva that was within his mind, and for that he established Chaitanya Matha in Mayapur. Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Vidito, and he was known by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati here. He is a Gauri, a good man, in the lineage of the Gauri of Vaishnava. His name is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Gauri, a good man, Bhatu Bhanuriva. Bhatu Bhanuriva. He expressed himself, no. He shined like a sun in the morning. He shined like a morning sun. Bhātu bhānuriva prabhātavani arūpānugai pūjita, and worshipped by the followers of Sri Rūpa Goswāmī. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he established Chaitanya Math on the banks of the Ganges, Mayapur, in Gauradesha, what is a separate facsimile of Vrindavan, and in the name of Guru Parampara, in the spiritual lineage, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he was shining like a morning sun and being worshipped by the followers of Rupa Goswami. Rupanuga Pujita. Surya Upasana is done by Radharani. Radharani is worshipper of Surya outwardly. Bhanukunda, all these things. Vrishabhanu, in the line of Surya, his father's relation. So Bhatu Bhanuriva, Prabhata Gagane, and the morning sun, might ray, Sunday, Rupanuga Pujita, and all the true followers of Rupa Goswami, they surrounded him with their veneration. and the materials to worship him. Rupa Gojaniro Jivan in the Prabhupada's own language, in the Guru Parampara. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayana. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, who is none but Radha Krishna combined. Rupa Anuga Janiro Jivan is the very life of the follower of this section of Rupa Anuga. Vishwambhara Priyankara Sri Sarupa Jamodara. And the very favorite of Vishwambhara Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar, and Sri Goswami Rupa Sanatana, and both those Goswami brothers known by Rupa and Sanatana. The name was given by Mahaprabhu himself, Rupa Sanatana. Rupa Priya Mahajan Jiva. Then the favorite of Rupa is Jiva as well as Raghunath. And Dar Priya Kavi Krishna Das. Then the next step, the Krishna Das Kavira, the writer of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is connected with Raghunath. Kavi Krishna Das Priya Varan Haruttama Seva Varan. Though Krishna Das's guru was Raghunath, but Prabhupada saw that the dhara, the current from Kaviraj coming to Narottam Thakur, Narottam Thakur, the similar current, the Yagamadra. Narottama Priya Vishwanath Chakravarti, then it came, Baladev, Vishwanath Chakravarti, then Baladev and Jagannath. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in him, he could trust that the same current of the same high quality in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then Gaurakesha Babaji Maharaj also added. And then you see, I have got all this, the eternal aspiration to serve the holy feet of Radharani. Sivarsa Bhanavi Vara Sada Sevva Seva Vara Taharo Dvaita Dasana. And that person's name is Dvaita Das. Dvaita Dasana. Aishav Horijan. And I am doing this, trying to do this service to this lineage to satisfy my Guru Gauranga and Radha Govinda. In this way he is giving his own the knowledge of his position. What is his position there? We are to follow that, the spirit and not the form we find there. The physical connection has been ignored, and the flow of the pure knowledge has been trust there in Guru Parampara. And we have to believe, if we have got faith in such thing, then we are a real follower of Gaudiya Math. And the screech, if we have the Sahajiyas, they attack us, oh, they have no Guru Parampara, they are all lost. Who will care for that? They have no guardian, guardianless. They are all mushrooms, Gaudiya Math. Guru was a mushroom. No lineage to be traced. What are they? That is their kolahal. Loud, noise, loud noise, The Shastra is there, the development, Ramananda Rai, and then other Shastra collected by his. That is Sat Sandarbha, through which we have to understand the Bhagavata, Mahabharata, Gita, and all this Shastra. And where is the substance we are hankering that? The goods, where is the goods? That is good said. The real good said, we want to purchase a ticket surrounding the good side. It is located here. The Gita says, the Bhagavata says, the Mahabharata says, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and that is the approval with our heart. If Yadam Jadi Kutupi Labhati, wherever it is available, in whatever market it is available, and deposit the money, purchase it at once. No. Hingling and haggling of the
price.
Hizzling na ki.
Haggling. Bargaining.
Bargaining in a tedious way. No, wherever you find it, purchase it any value. Wherever you find it. In Bhagavad Gita, get distressed, such valuable thing. In Mahabharata and in Bhagavatam, here and there, such valuable thing is possible, it is existing. Then wherever you find it, purchase it at once. No cost is more for that. So I would like to stop here today. What's the time?
20 to 10.
20 to 10. Gaudhari.
Jai Hare Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki Jai. What's the time now?
Just 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Jai Chaitanya's plan in Puri University.
Yes.
Is it in progress?
Yes, we have the deed now for the land.
Yes.
That's in our possession now. And I've been arranging in England some means for collecting funds.
What's that?
I want to collect 2 lakhs of rupees per month
towards
the construction. 2 lakhs per month. That's my preliminary goal. So then we want to draw the designs and so forth. Anyway, of course I can't do anything. But if I get your blessings, if you like such a program, then it may work out all right.
And the government there are sympathetic, more than Bengal.
Yes. In fact, I know the chief minister there, Mr. Padnyayaka. He's very fond of Srila Prabhupada. And we had a long discussion with him about 2 years ago in Delhi. And at that time he encouraged us directly to do something in Jagannath Puri. He said that why your society hasn't done anything in Puri. Puri is more important to Mahaprabhu than Navadvip. This is his argument.
Bengal he rejected and the Puri he selected.
Yes.
And the Sarvabhauma Ramananda Padavruddha Maharaj then the independent king of India, Hindu India, he suddenly became his disciple. And when conquering Orissa and South India, he came back to Bengal, then Bengal came to appreciate him partially.
কোন
গলায় মালা দিয়ে
দাও?
গৌর হরি বল। So many small kings, they are all Gauriya Vaishnava. At the influence of Prasadanda, previously. Hare Krishna. In Jagannath temple also, they, because the Sarbhuja Gauranga Murti is established within. But the devotees, they do not like to worship Mahaprabhu in his sannyasa vesh, in the dress of renunciation. Sannyasa vesh. Here, the those that are incorporated in the his Leela of Navadvip, they take it as Dharaka, Sanyasa Veshi Gauranga, as Dharakesha. When Mahaprabhu has returned in Bengal and he is putting up with Vidyavajaspati, Vidyavajaspati's building there, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he aspires from this Vrindavan, from Ganges side. As if he is Radharani with Gopi meeting Krishna in Kurukshetra, the Dharakesh. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is meeting Sanyasi Mahaprabhu in Vidyanagar from far away, that he has met. The gopis had met the Dharakesha and asking them to come again to Vrindavan. In Bhajan Lalasa we find in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When giving up that sannyasa vesh, will come and join in Sivasangam, the last mandal of Sankirtan. There we will dance and chant with you, in the name of Krishna, Gauranga, this. That is the acme of our hankari. That we want to get back Gauranga in Sivasangam, with Asa Lila story. Gauranga, aspiration. That he is he has taken sannyas and he is undertaking such painful practices of a sannyasi. and we are here. We can't help him. We shall serve him in all possible ways. And for the public good, he has accepted this sannyasa. Yes. We can't tolerate that. The public activity from private life is transferred into public life. Krishna also saw from his private life of enjoyment in Vrindavan, he went to do public service, bhubhar haran, the fighting with the king, the depressing Jarasandha, Shishupal, all these things in political life he entered, leaving his free and enjoying life in Vrindavan. He has gone to render, to discharge his duties to the public. We don't like it. He must be remain with us, having with us, and we shall enjoy his company, dancing, all these things. That is our desire. That is the inner outlook is like that.
So the residents of Navadvip see Puri as a kind of new Dwarka, something like Dwarka.
Dwarka,
they see Puri.
Puri. And Jagannath is also there, the Dwarakesha. And Mahaprabhu from Dwarka, the Gundicha is supposed to be Vrindavan, Navavrindavan. And in the chariot, he is taking from Dwarka to Vrindavan. Dwarka to Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu, Jak. That's Yashruyam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Milita. Tathahum Saradhata Vijamahara Sangamakam. तथापन्तक्षीरान मधुरमुरली पंचोषी मनो में कालिंद्रपुरी नवी विनायस्ती आयति आई एम दैट राधा ही इज दैट कृष्णा बट द एनवायरमेंट इज नॉट वेरी फेवरेबल सो आई एम नॉट हैप्पी आई एम टेकिंग हिम टू वृंदावन एंड देयर वी विल बी हैप्पी comfort, we shall live. And here in Dwarka, we are not in the proper mode. We can't come. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur was hankering to get his post within Navadvip Mandala. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was in the government service, he was applying for the transfer to come to this district, I believe.
When, after his retirement, he wanted to go to Vrindavan and live there. But anyhow, he went to Tarakeshwar for some business. And there he got a dream. Twice. Two nights consecutively. Where you are going to Vrindavan, but in your own home, there is some important service. You have to discover the real position of the birthplace of the Gaurangopi. And you will have to do that. You don't go to Vrindavan. Then he came and again took the service in Krishnanagar. He re-entered into the service for the facility, but the advantage of getting, going through the records of the place. So there he began to be acquainted with the ancient records of the Gaurmandal and got one hunter statistics. There he found, just on the other side, the Ganges, this Mayapur, M-Y-A-P-U-R. In the hunter statistics, it was mentioned. And then also many documents the transfer of land, old documents of the locality, he collected. And there was finally, there was Mayapur. And also, in Bhakti Ratnakar, it was mentioned that the Mayapur Palli was the birthplace of Sri Gaurangadev. And then he found that Mayapur, in the old documents, the transfer of land, in this way, he found something like here, the Mayapur should be located. Then he wanted, if Mahaprabhu really wants to discover his birth site by me, let him show me something of that type. So one day, on this side of the Ganges, in early morning, about 3 or 4 o'clock, on the roof of a house, he is taking Harinam and fixing his eye towards that Mayapur, with the expectation that if anything can be seen by his eyes, anything divine, then suddenly he found a flash of light on that side, and the Sankirtan going on. And then he attentively tried to trace the position of the place, and then anyhow found that a palm tree is standing there. Then that dropped again on the other Shalganja side, in the roof of another building. He was staring at this place, taking men, and then also suddenly some flash came and found that Sankirtan part. When he, this first day, after having his darshan, in the morning he went to the place to trace whether the palm tree is there and whether other trees are where. In this way he went to trace the land. With some experience he came out, and the next time when he saw from the Sarupganja side the another flash, he had some experience of the place and he could locate and so approximate. And the other day he went there and fixed the position, and that was the nearby the high land that was selected for the temple. And this way the yogi was found out. And he went out himself for collection to erect some building and to place Mahaprabhu's Srimurti Puja there. The Tripura state helped him a great deal. Then this Kambi, the Vaishnava state, Jamindar, when he went to them for collection, a lady was the proprietor. He read already the books, Jaiva Dharma and others of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and she was a Vaishnava lady. She asked his manager, my state is belongs to Krishna, and Krishna's, his devotee has come. So what to give subscription, you forward all your the income and the expenditure and the whole paper to him, and ask him what the amount should be of subscription. The lady told. He is a Vaishnava, and this is the state of the Lord. So when he has come, he is the owner of the state. A Latin sign, how much, you just show the the income and the expenditure, and leave the paper to him and ask him to sign how much. That lady, famous lady. That's as our kid, Murarji, he said.
Sumati.
Sumati Murarji. He managed to help Swami Maharaj to go to the West. So this lady did so. So anyhow, that was done. 1893 or 1894, that place was, the building was erected there, perhaps in Shiva. Then he wished to hand it over to our Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was reluctant in the beginning, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to give some pressure. you don't like to bear the trouble of the service of Mahaprabhu, do you like to become Mayavadi, Nijjavadi? You are seeking after your own comfort. Then Prabhupada told this, what to do, then I had to come this side. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, go. And Gurudev himself is saying about his weakness, how a disciple should look at him. He himself expressing that he was so, and his guru is correcting him. Guru is the issue, that my guru is perfect. But still, when he himself in his own mouth, he says, expresses that I had some defect, this defect, and I was corrected. How this should be taken by his disciple? Perplexed. Then, of course, the explanation is there many times. So, that Vasudeva Mohan, then this childish play of Krishna, that he has got so many defects, his guardians are trying to teach him. And Mahaprabhu, the guardians, Vatsala Ras, all these things, there are. In Chaitanya, Mishra Kahi Putra, Chaitanya Bhagavad, Mishra Kahi Putra Kani Mahi Narayan, Vasabi Pita Dharma Taharo Sikhan, in a dream, when Jagannath Mishra is chastising Nimang, boy Nimang, for his lesson. Then one day he had a dream that you are punishing your boy, but he is, do you know who is he? He is Siddha Vidya. All learning is within him. And Jagannath Mishra also answering in the dream. The son, what to speak of being Siddha, but even he may be Narayan himself, but still it is my duty. My duty. So this is what is Vatsalya Rasa. Dharan Vatsan Lagan. Mishra Gai Putra Kani Nahi Narayan. Tathāpi pitā dhatma tahāra sikkhaṁ. Yashoda won't admit that my boy is absolute. No. The people, they are jealous of me. I have got a good child. They say, no, this is not mine, he is so and so. I don't like these people. They are coming to spoil my child. This is Vatsala, pure Vatsala. Won't admit. Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo.
Bhaktivinoda has got his eternal residence in Godroom. Bhaktivinoda's got his eternal residence in Godroom.
I can't follow. Bhaktivinod?
Bhaktivinod,
yes.
Thakur,
yes.
Has got his eternal residence in Godroom.
In Godroom, yes, yes. Sananda Sukhada Kunja. Sananda Sukhada Kunja. Bhaktivinoda Thakur installed there. So first Surabhi Kunja. And then Sananda Sukhada Kunja. Sananda Sukhada Kunja is the name of the Kunja of Lalita Devi in Vrindavan. And the Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, he established Sananda Sukhada Kunja in Radha Kunja. Sananda Sukhada Kunja's position is on the northeastern corner of Radha Kunja in Vrindavan. The Lalita Devi's camp there. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he constructed his house here and gave that name, Sananda Sukhada Kunja. Established here, and Prabhupada, afterwards, he established in Radha Kunja, Sananda Sukhada Kunja. And he gave the name, Braja Sananda Sukhada Kunja. That came to my mind, and some doubt it came. The Vrindavan Sananda Sukhada Kunja, that is original. And in Navadvip, of course, it was established afterwards. But that is already Sananda Sukhada Kunja. And the Prabhupada, with some qualification, established here Sananda Sukhada Kunja, and give an adjective, Braja Sananda Sukhada Kunja. That is, this is original. This is original. Because his Gurudev has expressed here Sananda Sukhada Kunja. And the Braja and the Navadvip, both eternal. Whether this first and that second, or that first, this second, that is in eternity, it cannot be considered in that way. Whether summer is first or winter is first, it is in a cyclic order. So Sarva Damodara also has given Devhidam Gatautau Chaitanyakham Prakatamasana Taddayam Chukkamaptam Radha Bhavadda Jishudam. You got it again? Radha Krishna Pranaya Vakita Rihadini Shakti Rasma Ekatmanu api bhuvi pura deho vedam gato uto. They are one same, but still they divided themselves into two in Vrindavan, in Braja. Chaitanyakham prakatamadhuna, again they have combined and come as Chaitanya. Chaitkamaptam, radha-bhava-buddha-sivuridam, nomi Krishna. So who is the first, who is the second? They are both eternal. Eternal means coexistent. If one to ask whether winter is beginning or the summer beginning, or the autumn beginning, the rainy beginning, what should be the beginning? We have to answer that all developing, coexisting is developing. simultaneously developing into this present figure from crude form that is coming out. Simultaneously, the whole thing together. So it is eternal, simultaneous. Both Leela. So ask them to test and to allow others to test. One who is testing something, we are told that our tendency to express such sweet or good taste to others, that is also simultaneously grown, following our own taste. We cannot test anything, good or bad, cannot test or cannot do anything completely forgetful of our environment. Some sort of influence from the environment is always with us in our existence. The consciousness of the paraphernalia is is indivisible in our own existence. The circumstance is also related to our own self-conception. We cannot conceive our position forgetful of the environment. It is not possible. So it comes to that. In our identification, the environment's position is also inseparably connected. So, we cannot be selfish. We cannot be selfish, independent of the environment. We like our family, we like our country, we like the land, we like the Brahmanda, this way. I am a member, and I have got my guru, Vatsalya-rasa, Madhura-rasa, friend-rasa. In the seed, everything is represented. Represented. So correlative. The law of relativity that Einstein said, we cannot divorce separate a particular thing from the environment. That thing plus something, some probability should be calculated with that. Law of relativity. The law of relativity requires us to think of outside. So the enjoyment within and the wish, the will of distributing the same enjoyment to the environment, both is eternal.
Sure.
One cannot be stressed as the beginning in particular. So, the magnanimous